at 4:30 on Monday the 10th, 2022.
October 10th.
Thank you, October 10th. For the purpose of going over the prescribing rules to govern city council meetings. And the people that are present today are Jerry, Cindy, myself, and Leah.
Bill, are you involved?
No.
Okay.
So, Cindy, have you looked over that ordinance or that prescribing rules paper at all?
Sorry, I keep forgetting that I have to tap that time to speak thing. But, yeah, I've been reviewing it. I have a copy of it with me right now.
Okay. And I see Jerry's looking through it. I copied off the League of Oregon Cities model rules of procedure for council meetings, which is very similar to the one we've got in front of us. There were just a couple of things that were on the League of Oregon Cities model rules that I thought would be nice if we could add it to ours.
I would like to add a comment as well. When Carol said that she wasn't going to make it today, she also made a comment that maybe that we could use, when LOC finalizes theirs, we could use theirs as a possibility over this one, which was a draft, mm-hmm. which I think she worked with LOC to come up with.
Okay, so that would be this paper I have in front of me then.
Yes.
Model rules of procedure for council meetings.
And I think they're revising one, so they don't have an official one out yet.
Okay.
Or if that is, that might be an old one.
Yeah, this one I just printed off today, so, but who knows. So I don't know how you feel about that. I thought the one that we have is pretty decent. It's got a lot more, it has a lot more things in it than the League of Oregon Cities one has. But on the other hand, League of Oregon Cities has some things that I thought we should have in ours. The one thing that League of Oregon Cities had in theirs that I really liked and wished we had in ours is they had a chapter on ordinances and resolutions. And it doesn't look like we have anything about that in ours. I thought maybe that would be something we could add.
That sounds like something that would be useful. So if there's another document that may potentially be still yet being amended, do we want to maybe revisit this after that document has been finalized, or at least had a chance to review the LOC document and compare it to this one?
I mean, I'm fine with that. We can have, maybe Leah could make copies of this. I just don't know how long it'll be before the League of Oregon Cities comes out with one. And there are some things on ours that probably, that it was not on the model rules of procedures for, with League of Oregon Cities, that I thought, I don't know, maybe we need to keep it in there. So for example, I'm just going to give you an example. There was a lot of talk in ours about filing for a position, commitment of orientating new council members, there was just a few other goal setting session, which I thought was fantastic, but it's not in the League of Oregon Cities one.
Let me find that, because I think I had that.
Yeah, it's on page 7.
I'm way past that page. Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. One thing that I like.
If it's bothering you, Cindy, just let me know, because I have them shuffled on top of the computer.
One that I liked that was on League of Oregon Cities also on ours, but we're not really doing it, is allowing for public comment on things that are on the on our agenda prior to having our discussing them, and then again having public comments at the end for things that are not on the agenda but things that people have on their mind.
Can I add to that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a section on our agenda for a regular council meeting for public comment. This is where public comment is taken.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
They can write in public comment as well or before, and that's where the public comment beforehand would go into the correspondence.
So what I'm saying is I would like the public to know that if they've come to a council meeting because there's something on the agenda they want to talk about, mm-hmm. that they can bring that up before we actually vote on it. Does that make sense?
So, if I'm understanding what you're saying, so like, kind of like right now, the public comment is at the end of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You have another session at the beginning for the items that are actually on the agenda.
Right.
And it would be at the end session where they could bring up their own items.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. Here's what it says on the League of Oregon Cities for public comment. 2 periods of public comment will be reserved for every regular meeting of the council. Each period shall not exceed a maximum of 30 minutes unless a majority of councilors present vote to extend the time. Subject to the limitations and contained in section... I'm not going to read all that. The first period for public comment shall be limited to items placed on the agenda other than public hearings. The second period of public comment shall be used to comment on any issues of city business that is not on the agenda. So you do one at the beginning, towards the beginning, where people can talk about what's on the agenda, give their comment, and then one at the end where they can talk about, you know, other things like, you know, do we still have a city water restrictions, you know, those sort of things.
I thought we do have that with the correspondence and the community issues and concerns. That's how I took it, as public comment, and then the city does allow public comment while we're going through the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Just be advised, public comment does not have to be taken during a meeting. By
decree is that?
By the state.
Because that's not listed in this thing that
was
written. Yeah,
no, but that mm-hmm. that's a state, say, example for our work session.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to work on this. You don't have to allow public comment during that time.
During work sessions. And I think
and
this
that's
is...
during any meeting.
Okay, I think this was mainly for just our normal meetings because it said for every regular meeting of the council.
But that's any meeting. You don't have to allow. Say, for example, another city is having issues with the public and more like harassment, stuff like that during their meetings. At that point, they don't allow public comment no longer. And if they do, it's in written form. Which the city takes written form prior to if they want something on the agenda or to speak about it. Which that's how our city operates at the moment as well. I mean, you can add during the meeting, say you want to add yourself to the agenda, the public can't necessarily do that. We've done that on a few meetings I've attended.
Well, when we send this out, would you just look that over, Cindy and Jerry, and just see what you think? Because what I read to you was a very small portion of what mm-hmm. they're talking about. So there actually are 8 different points about public comment. Mm-hmm. And so the main point I was trying to get across is I like the idea of having public comment at the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, I would very much like to see the full scope of it, because I do want to make sure the public knows that we do welcome and want their input on what we're dealing with.
Exactly, yeah. So that was one of the things that I picked out in the League of Oregon Cities one that I liked, and another one was written communications to the council. Unsolicited communications to the mayor or the council concerning matters on the agenda shall be forwarded to the council in the agenda packet, but not itemized individually on the agenda. So when we get any kind of communication, at least what it's been like since I've been on here, we get that letter read to us at the meeting. It would be nice if we had that kind of stuff already in our packet so we knew ahead of time was going on.
Sorry, can I see which one?
No. This is the League of Oregon Cities that I'm looking at right now, not ours.
Okay.
And then on ours, I really like the part we have in here on goal setting. We haven't done that, to my knowledge, since I've been on the board, but I liked it, and I hope that we continue to do that.
Yeah, I went to the City Recorder Conference, and they talked about a mission statement, which is like a goal setting, and I'm not sure if the city has one, but if so, that would be a really good opportunity for the city.
Yeah. Another thing that's on ours that we aren't doing that I'd wished we were doing is getting our packet at least 4 days prior to the meeting. That gives us as council members a chance to look at it and do some research ourselves about what's happening. It would be a lot easier than just getting it a day or two ahead. I know it makes it more work for Leah, but
and this isn't anything of the cities. This is just a draft, so it's not anything of the cities.
I mean, it's the one that Carol gave me, and it has City of Fossil written on here sometimes, and it has City of North Bend, and so it's just a compilation of other cities' things. And I don't have any problem with waiting and looking at the new League of Oregon Cities things. However, I feel like there's some things in ours, or the one I'm looking at that was given to me, that would be a really good thing to have that is not necessarily in theirs.
Yeah, I think looking at this, proposed set of rules and orders and combining it with the new stuff that's coming out there from LOC, taking the best parts of both, LOC is going to have most everything, but if this one has some stuff that they don't, I think we could keep all the parts that are relevant to us.
Yes.
And for the packet 4 days prior, I think that's a charter change which would have to go on the ballot.
So what does it say in the charter? Because I happen to have that right here as well.
I only know that just because the city of Mitchell went through that change.
I don't see it in here, but
I know the minimum is 24 hours before a meeting by state, which I think that's what the city's been going off of.
Yeah. So I would just like to change that. If we're gonna go to the work to put out this document, that's just one of the things that I'd like to see in it.
Well, I agree with that because, it's a pretty, pretty long document. There's a lot to consider in it.
Yeah. Leah, do you think there's a chance you could contact League of Oregon Cities and ask them when they may have a final draft done?
Yeah. I will ask.
And then, Cindy, what do you think, and Jerry, that we could do between now and next time to make it make the process a little quicker and easier.
I'm not sure I understand the question as you're asking it.
So, when I was going through these today, it's really confusing looking at the one I've got that was Fossil City Charter, or at least the one they're trying to work on, and the model for that League of Oregon Cities. So I'm just wondering if it would be helpful if people went through both of these and said, I really want this, we don't need this. I really think we should have this, but not this. So when we get together next time, people can say, well, this is something I think we should add, or this is something that we don't need.
I think the best way would probably be to start with the LOC document, and then anything that we see that we want to keep from this one that isn't there, add it in an appropriate place. But I think reviewing the two side by side and putting in what may be missing would be the easiest way to do it.
Okay. So if Leah sends out a copy of this to everyone, then we can. And you've already got a copy of that one we're looking at. We can use their model for how it's going to look, and we can add in where we need to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's when I'm creating documents like this, that's kind of what I do, is I start with, you know, the best working template, and I'm going to assume that the LOC's most current document mm-hmm. would be the best jumping off point.
Right.
And from there, you know, if there's other things we want added in, you know, go ahead and put those in as needed.
Okay. So I'm not sure the procedures that we're going to follow next. Do mm-hmm. we have another special meeting? Do we wait until we've been mailed copies of the new League of Oregon Cities rules of procedures and then set a meeting? I'm not sure what the right thing to do is.
I would suggest scheduling another work session using this draft unless we hear a date of when they have their new released LOC module.
Okay.
And that's just my suggestion.
I was having a little trouble hearing what you were saying, Leah.
My suggestion was to schedule another work session using this current draft through LOC. And then once I can reach out to LOC and see when they're updating or when a finalized version of the module rules of procedure for council meetings would be released. And then we could update council, because there shouldn't be too much of a difference between the current one that she has and the updated draft, unless this is the updated draft.
So I went online to League of Oregon.
It makes sense to me to go ahead and schedule it with what we have, and because we can always reschedule if we find out, hey, it's coming out, it's only going to be X more days.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess number one, we find out, is this their final copy? Because yeah. It doesn't say draft on it. And maybe this is. It does say model, because obviously cities will adjust it to fit their needs. And then we can go through that when we get them at home. Mm-hmm. Look at the one we've got and just kind of fill in where we think we need to fill in.
That's what I would do personally.
Okay. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, I think so, because I would caution we don't get in a rush, because you know, this is a lengthy thing and it sets out procedures that are pretty firm, and I think we ought to get it right the first time, so.
I agree, and trying to look at these side by side.
It's kind of difficult.
It is, because this one has a chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, This one goes along with it for a little bit, and then
it goes off.
Then it skips way down and does something totally different. Yeah. And I do like this doing it by chapters. It's easy to read and it's easy to find.
Yeah.
And so if we can just even go through this chapter at a time and go, we want to keep that, we don't want to keep that, we want to add that, we could do it that way. So that would be my suggestion, that we get a copy of the League of Oregon Cities Rules of Procedure, find out if it's their actual final one, go through it along with the one that you have a copy of, and do it chapter by chapter and just...
And then bring it to the work session.
Then bring it to the work session.
Sure, I think so.
Does that sound like a plan?
I think so.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So that's what we'll do. Let's set a date. What do you think? Or do you want to wait until we find out?
Let's amend the agenda tomorrow and do it during a council meeting to schedule it so everybody can put their dates in available.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then we'll maybe know by tomorrow if this is their final or if they have another one coming out.
Yeah, I talked to Carol and she said she was reaching out to the LLC board and... for example, and that they were still working on one.
Okay.
I don't know when that conversation occurred, but that's what she had told me today.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That they've been working on something.
Okay. Well, then I say meeting is adjourned.
I think that's a good plan.
All right.
Thank you, Cindy.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Because there's some really... good things in both of them, and a lot of them is repeated, but
yeah.
Recording stop.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to finish to the end, okay. But some of it for a smaller city doesn't pertain to us as much, so
yeah.
Definitely. Like in a municipal code, our city doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had that at the city recorders conference, and that's a hefty amount of money for as much as we utilize it.
Well, and the other thing that I think we need to change is just the wording of, you know, we don't have a city manager, administrator, clerk.
Yeah.
We need to combine that into one clerk, would be you.
City recorder / clerk, and the administrator falls on both Bill and I's position.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of technically one person, but it falls on both of our roles.
Yeah, so that would be nice to clarify that too. So, all right.
And I think keeping some of the administration language in there for a city manager, I would just keep that part in there because, say, the city grows in 10 years, then you already have that language already in there.
Yeah, I guess the thing that was confusing for me is sometimes they said manager, sometimes they said administrator, and it just went back and forth, and it was like, okay.
Keep it one term. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Nice. I think that sounds a good plan.
Sounds good, then. Thank you guys for Jerry and...
Yeah, we'll...
Yeah. We'll meet again tomorrow night.
Yes, yes. Time flies, doesn't it?
It does. All right, thank you.
And I will look up the LOC and send it out.
Okay. If you're hungry for Vietnamese food, I don't know what time it is. They're serving over at Haven House. You can go buy a plate.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so she's doing...
I wish I wasn't broke already this month.
She's doing glass noodles and spring rolls as one option.
I did.
Another dish and spring rolls.